Laura Love gave many wonderful WM&F concerts over the years, and she has a new album that she calls Uppity. And I talked with her about it the other day and about a song called Heart of Nat Turner. Laura had retired from music, but the January 6th insurrection catapulted her back into action, writing and recording. So I started by asking her, what was it about that event that got her going, that 4 years of Donald Trump and a resurging Black Lives Matter movement couldn't do?
It kind of put me off my feet, and not much does that. It pushed me over the edge, and I just saw in bas relief that these white men feel so entitled and privileged, and they don't believe any of the laws apply to them, and they are absolutely committed to the notion that if anyone else achieves equality, it is somehow taking away from them. It's been so disheartening to watch this alarming rise of white supremacy in America, but to see them just walk into the Capitol, nobody stopped them. Can you imagine if a bunch of Black people had gone in there, just armed to the teeth, and said, give us Mike Pence, we're going to hang, we're going to shoot and kill. If that had happened, can you imagine? Can you even imagine? And so I wanted to connect with his song, The Heart of Nat Turner, the historical record of Nat Turner. Nat Turner was a slave. And in 1831, he organized a rebellion. He took 2 years to plan it with some of his fellow slaves. They had 30 to 60 farms in a two-county area that they were going to go take the people's guns and then end up at a munitions factory, sort of like Harper's Ferry, amass as much weaponry as they could, escape into the swamps and protect their sovereignty by all these munitions they had. So they were going to go farm to farm, killing white people that had enslaved and oppressed them, and make their escape using their horses and their guns and everything to the swamps and hopefully be unmolested for generations. White history has judged him and his party to have been mass murderers and madmen, and the justification for all the things that are done to Black people because of this horrible, horrible crime they committed against the white folks. And as a result, I think it was over 300 Black people who had nothing to do with this were killed. That's what happens when Black folks get upset with their treatment, and what happens to white folks when they get upset, not because of any injustice, but because they want to steal democracy and make sure white supremacy is codified into law. They just are allowed a free pass. So to me, it was critical to sort of make this connection between the Nat Turner rebellion and the January 6th uprising and my incredible alarm.
It strikes me from what you're saying that as upset as I may have been watching the events of January 6th, I couldn't quite feel it in the way that a Black person could, in the way that you could.
I felt it so intimately because my whole life has been defined by race. My sister killed herself 4 years ago, largely because of racism and the difference between how her life went and my life went. She and I have the same mother and father. I came out several shades lighter. She came out several shades darker. Her life was a series of insults that I, even though I lived under the same roof, didn't endure. People thought I was white, or they thought I was Italian or Jewish or something. My own family discriminated against her because she was darker. I come from a long series of light-skinned Black folks dating all the way back to slavery, and she was a little bit darker. And so, you know, I had good hair. She had bad hair. From the day she was born, she was taught she was less than. So slavery is intimately race relations. The first apartment my sister and I got, we were kicked out because we were colored. My mother was having a mental health crisis. She had many during her lives. So we decided at 16 and 17 that we couldn't go through foster homes anymore. So we went and got our own apartment. And the landlords were so taken with us, they rented to us over the phone. They had asked if we were students, and we said yes. And they were so taken, they rented us the place over the phone. And then they said, well, you know, you have to come to our residence in Piedmont, which was a very upscale neighborhood in Lincoln, Nebraska, to come pick up the key. And we came, and they said, what? You didn't tell us. You have deceived us. And so they basically let us stay there for 3 months. And then they said, oh, all of our other tenants are complaining, which wasn't true. We'd befriended them all. They said, we just can't have this. So they kicked us out. I mean, it's just a series of, had it been just me that had gone to pick up the key, perhaps it would have been different. But with my sister there...
I'm so sorry for the loss of your sister.
It kills me. I mean, I can't... And then my mother killed herself 2 years later because I told her that my mother was starting to have some memory issues. Her life has been defined by racism as well. It occurs to me that my mother was sort of able to pass as something other than Black, especially with me. But with Lisa sort of outed her as being Black. So she was inordinately cruel to Lisa in ways that she wasn't to me. She was cruel to me too. But so at any rate, my mother was in an assisted living facility and sometimes she would call me Lisa. And so I'd think, okay, maybe she thinks she's talked with Lisa. And I kept it from her that Lisa had committed suicide because I just didn't want her to have to deal with it. And then finally she said, where is Lisa? She had a moment of clarity. Where is Lisa? Something's happened. What's, you know, and I just couldn't, as I said, Lisa killed herself 2 years ago. And then 2 weeks later, my mother killed herself. And that's all just directly a result of race relations in this country.
So when you say in the song, I'm trying to be kind, to calm the beast, how on earth are you able to do that?
It's hard. I mean, there are times when I let the beast out. I mean, not that I'm going to go out and just like start killing, but at times I live in a rural county. I live in Okanagan County, Washington. And sometimes I'll see white people in trucks with their Trump signs and everything. And I just, normally I'm a kind of live and let live, but sometimes I just can't hide the disgust and the anger that I feel. I'm trying because I know that love and kindness and forgiveness are the answers, but boy, is it hard sometimes.
Well, as you say in the song, you're hearing them going, stop the steal, don't tread on me. It's interesting how you weave the Nat Turner story into current events.
Yes, I'm free to do that now. One of the things that for me has been liberating about having come out with Uppity, because before, when I was touring and I was doing gigs, I had a lot of mouths to feed. I had my family, I had my band members, I had all of these people that needed me to work and to be out there. And when I first came out with my objections and with my disgust with the war that we started with Iraq, Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with 9/11, and then in Afghanistan, I was very outspoken. And my band members and my manager, my booking agent, my support team said, you can't do this to us. Everyone's just saying, shut up and sing. And so now that I'm retired, I can say whatever the hell I want. Nobody can take gigs away from me. Clear Channel owned a lot of the venues, and I was doing a lot of bluegrass festivals and things. And most of those people were on my side, but the 2 or 3 or 4 or 5% of very voluble vocal, mostly white men who weren't, were generally the ones in charge. They held the purse strings. But now I can just say what I want. And that's what I'm doing. So that's part of the reason I'm put out this record as well, is I'm alarmed and I'm shocked and I'm horrified and I want to object, but I'm also free in ways that I wasn't before.
I'm guessing that this is where the title Uppity for the CD came from, that these men who control these festivals saw you as getting a little bit too high for your station.
Yep.
And now you're free to be uppity.
I'm free to be uppity, which is kind of who I always was, but I had to tamp it down a little bit just to not put everybody in the poorhouse. I remember one time my manager saying, honey, you ain't the Dixie Chicks. And I said, well, you know, okay, maybe Joan Baez, you know, I mean, you don't get into folk music because you want to just make millions of dollars. It's important to have a voice. That's the most important thing about folk music. And I just remember feeling like, well, then why am I doing it?
So then getting back to what you say in the song, what do you mean by the line, don't let me feel the heart of Nat Turner beating in my chest?
It's that anger and that feeling that if you can't live in an equal world, you might have to take the chance that you might not live at all. Liberty is the most precious thing. The instinct to survive is huge, but at some point, the instinct to be free, the yearning to be free, I think is greater in some respects when the insults of being alive have just become too much to bear. I think sometimes the yearning, the longing for freedom and liberty and self-determination is as great in many cases or even greater than the longing to live.
I am reading the confessions of a man driven mad by the chains and the whip upon his back. It wants to see the angry sons of those he claimed in their January march to the attack. Let not anger overtake me as I watch their spirits soar on the heady incense of rage. Let not visions fill my head of dancing in the fields as those sins come a-calling for their way. Don't let me feel the heart of Nat Turner beating in my chest, beating in my chest. Don't let me feel his troubled voice calling me from rest, me from rest, calling me from my rest. I am trying to be kind, to calm. If I allow myself to enjoy the feast, I may never return from beyond. As you wail about the insults to your rights, as you're crying, stop the steal, don't tread on me. I would like to submit for your consideration. It was you who denied him liberty. Don't let me feel the heart of Nat Turner beating in my chest, beating in my chest. Don't let me feel his troubled voice calling me from rest, me from rest, calling me from my
Laura Love, Heart of Nat Turner, from her new album, Uppity.